You're very welcome back to Morning Ireland. It's 7:51. Let's have the business news in full now from Angus.
Thanks, Audrey. The regulatory environment and availability of necessary talent, they're among the biggest factors influencing future growth of the funds and asset management industry in Ireland. That's according to a new study by Indicon on behalf of Irish Funds. That's the industry association for the sector here, which examines its economic contribution. And Pat Lardner, Chief Executive of Irish Funds, is with us in studio this morning to go through this new report. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I might start off with the regulatory environment. Far and away, the biggest issue cited by firms when it comes to barriers to growth.
Well, these are really about factors that impact growth going forward. So we're a regulated industry, and that's one of the reasons for our success. What we're really talking about is the importance of regulation being agile to meet the changing needs of investors, being effective in terms of them allowing them access, and then efficient in terms of reducing costs. So one of the key factors in our tremendous growth, which has created jobs up and down the country, is the fact that we are regulated. It's how that's implemented and making sure we're keeping pace with changing investor needs.
And just to be clear, when you're talking about the regulation, it's more about protecting investors versus taking the training wheels off and allowing, more capacity to be invested and spent without necessarily the accountability.
Well, there's a huge demand, basically, from investors all over the world to provide for aged care, for their pension provision, and they're looking to do this through lots of different assets. Because we're operating within regulated environments, it means that there are good tramlines around it, but we have to make sure that we keep pace with it, particularly in the area of private markets investing, infrastructure, private equity, lending to businesses, all the things that are required, as we know, right around the world to generate continuing economic growth. Mm-hmm.
Total assets managed and serviced in Ireland, €5.7 trillion, a huge amount, just under 14,000 funds administered here, 37,500 full-time equivalent staff. It's a great success story on paper, but how resilient is the fund sector to a shock?
We've been very resilient in the past, and I think like any business, one of the ways to increase your resiliency and robustness is to make sure that the range of services and solutions that we're offering is widening and broadening. Hence one of the reasons that it's called out very clearly that broadening our product set. But there are people employed up and down the country driving to work as we're speaking that would not have been employed in this industry 10 or 15 years ago. Our job is to make sure that we can retain competitiveness, build activity, create employment, and create a large contribution to the Irish Exchequer at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And when the economy is flowing well, that's not a problem. And I suppose when it comes to regulation, the central bank is doing a lot of work in this regard. But if there were to be some sort of shock to the sector, I suppose this is what people need to look at, particularly in the context of a budget, when we're talking about corporation tax, how long it might last, etc., potential changes coming down the track. What would the risks look like to not just the fund sector, but if things were to go wrong there, the wider economy, what impact might that have?
So the impacts of the wider economy is that if you've got variability or volatility in the international economy, that impacts savers. Our job is to make sure by allowing people to diversify, by allowing to invest in lots of different types of assets, that they can weather those storms. But importantly, this industry has been here for over 35 years. We have seen pretty much every major economic condition you can throw at it. And we're still here and we're still growing and we're very ambitious for the future.
And finally, this report Indicon has conducted, it's also looking at or suggesting more industry-government collaboration.
Sure.
What would that look like?
So it's really about trying to modernise and simplify the rules, particularly around that space to enable people to invest in those private market investments that are becoming a much bigger part of the investment universe. It's expected that globally, by 2032, there'll be $65 trillion invested in private market investments. We want to make sure that we can provide the solutions that enable Ireland to maintain what is an envied position in the global industry, given all the expertise that exists up and down the country.
OK, Pat Lardner, Chief Executive of Irish Funds, thank you very much for your time this morning. And that's all the business news for the moment. I'll be back again 8:30.